You are listening to the Zen Nova Scotia podcast with talks by Cone Franz. These talks are made possible in part by generous donations from our listeners. To find out how to support and take part in our community, visit zennovascotia.com.
Last week on Tuesday night, as I was driving home, I was feeling I was feeling a little heavy. I was going over the evening, and we had had this conversation about mental health. And what I was thinking as I was driving was, oh, I did it again. I did another talk where I'm saying what this isn't and what not to expect and what not to hope for and what isn't lying on the other side. And that's it. I know I do this sometimes. It's not like last week was the first time. But I drove away thinking, oh, I think I didn't leave anything. Which isn't what I want. So I've been thinking all week, and I think about this often anyway, about what it is that I do want. And the simplest answer is that I really want what I would love to be able to do if I knew how to do it, is I would love to inspire you. I would love for everyone to leave here feeling this sense of, I can walk this path. I can do this. Not only I can do this, but I'm kind of excited about it. That would seem like a success. But I have this tension. I have this other instinct. And it gets in the way of my motivational speech. So I wanted to discuss that a little bit. I wanted to be really transparent about that. There's a phenomenon, if you have kids, you know this. If you ask your kids to pack for a trip themselves, and then you inspect what they packed, you'll find two things. A, nothing that they need is in the bag, and everything that they don't need is in the bag, right? So if you say, hey, we're going away for 3 days, pack your bag, and then you check, there will be no underwear in that bag. There will be no socks in that bag. There will be no toothbrush in that bag. It might be just one huge stuffy, right? That's kind of popping out the sides. Or it might be 8 shirts because those are the favorites. And then there's this conversation of, but you don't need that. And almost inevitably, but I do need that, right? And sometimes you can't get to the bottom of it. And sometimes you discover that there's an almost talisman-like quality to certain things that maybe you can't notice when you're at home. But when you leave, you're, oh, this thing means safety. Or this thing traveled once, and therefore it's the thing that must always travel. And you had no idea, right? There's a lot that goes into this. When I think of all of us being on a path together, my instinct, my natural... What I want to do is I want to be completely honest with you. So I want to say, let's go. But then I also want to say, by the way, that thing in your bag, you don't need that. You can drop that. You should take that out of your bag. And I get stuck there a little bit, I think. There's there's a complexity that we want to bring, that we naturally want to bring. And just to extend this analogy a little further, if we're thinking backpacks. If you've ever gone camping with someone, like really camping, hiking in, out into the mountains with backpacks and everything, if you've ever gone camping with someone who insists on making complicated foods, you know how weird that can get, right? You're out there, you're going to be there for 6 days, and you've counted how many squares of toilet paper each person should have. And then there's that one person who has like 20 little tiny plastic containers with little screws. They have spices in them, you know, or they've measured out exactly how much paprika they need for this recipe. And it's okay. It's actually kind of wonderful. I kind of admire that. And at the same time, I want to just throttle that person. Say, stop it. You know, bring a carrot. Bring 3 carrots, cut each one in half. Morning, evening, morning, evening, morning, evening. You're done. Right? So that not only is it simple, but when you come back out, so that you have nothing. Right? So that there's nothing left in the bag. And so I'll think about my own experience of the practice, or someone will say something to me about something that they're hoping for, or something that they're disappointed about, or something they've always been trying to catch a glimpse of, or I'll see some conversation online about the same thing, and some alarm will go off in my head, and I'll think, I need to say it again. I need to remind everyone, don't pack anything in your bag. Because ultimately, anything that you pack in your bag, you're going to let go of. That's how it works. There's nothing that survives the trip. Nothing. And I want, again, this is just explaining me, I want almost desperately not to lie to you or sell you anything along the way. That's one thing to put out there. Partly because I know I'm going to do it again, so I apologize in advance. But the other thing that I want to say, as I think about all this, is alongside that kind of compulsion that I have to do the full disclosure all the time, is a kind of faith. And that faith, I want to make sure, also gets expressed. And that faith is very simple, which is this. It's that whatever it is that you're bringing in your bag, you're going to get rid of it anyway. I can tell you to, and telling you to probably won't make you take it out of the bag. It might make you more aware of its presence in the bag, but it won't necessarily make you take it out. But I also have some faith in this trip. I really do. That whether I say anything about it or not, certain things will just eventually get left behind. It's okay. There are hopes that drive us, and there's nothing wrong with having those hopes. There are things that we want from this because we're human, and it's okay that we want those things. It's okay to harbor a secret fantasy that you might come out of this fully transformed. Because eventually, if you stay here, here being this room, here being on a cushion, here being in the present, here being looking at things honestly, eventually, that's going to melt away into something else. Nobody has to tell you to do that. So I come back to this question of inspiration, because it's kind of hard to have the inspiration without at least carrying one little thing. Right? Where do we get that? We get it in different places. I can't tell you where yours comes from. But I've been thinking about it all week. And asking myself, what inspires me? Or if inspire is too strong a word, what encourages me today in the face of whatever there might be? And what I come back to is two things, and they're so simple. The first is I come back to the three pure precepts. Do no evil. Do only good. Do good for the sake of others. I can use that. I can carry that in my pocket, and it doesn't feel like a burden. I don't have to believe a whole lot to hold that. But when things feel complicated, or when things feel difficult to navigate, or when it feels like there's an obstruction, I can go back to those three as a guide. And they encourage me, not because there's a message exactly, but because I feel like I can't be completely lost if I have this very, very simple idea about how to navigate this moment or this question or this relationship. Don't cause harm. Try to cause benefit. And do that by serving others. I feel like if I just don't forget that, I'm okay. And then the other one, which is much less tangible, but feels very real in my life, is what we've talked about when we talk about vow. And what I always say about vow is that the vows that we outline in this tradition are, they're not vow. They're a way to talk about vow. Vow is a sense that you have of wanting somehow to meet this, whatever this is. Fully. That it's unformed is exactly right. It doesn't need a shape. It doesn't need a sentence that encapsulates it. We find it, and then in times of hardship, or in times of confusion, or in times of feeling despondent, we can check and we can say, is it still there? Can I find that thing that I have recognized before? That wants to offer something somehow. And what I find is, yes, I can find that. Whether I know what to do with it or not, I can find that. And that becomes my encouragement. that becomes my inspiration. This path, I think, is very simple. But it doesn't require you to be any particular way. And it doesn't require you to enter empty-handed. And that's what I wanted to say tonight.
For more information about Zen, our practice, and how you can support and take part in our community, please visit zennovascotia.com.